Here with Jarrett Juergens, Scott Community High School representative in the annual Kansas Shrine Bowl that's coming up on July 28th in Pittsburgh, Kansas, making the trek to far southeast Kansas here, getting you before you take off to Shrine Bowl camp. It was kind of an interesting road for you to be a selection for the Shrine Bowl. Weren't originally nominated to be on the West Squad, and then some changes, and you ended up being on there. And maybe after the first disappointment of not being selected, second time around, what was that feeling like when you got your call there to be a part of the Shrine Bowl team?
It was crazy, you know. Once the original list came out and I wasn't on it, you know, I was talking to Nick and Adrian, like, okay, well, I guess this kind of sucks, but, you know, we'll be able to just, you know, hang out, you know, work and do all this stuff. And then at school one day, Coach Turner came up to me and said, hey, you're going to get an email and you're being invited to the Shrine Bowl. And I was like, oh, okay. So I had to find my cleats because, you know, I had those laying out, you know, just for maybe, you know, I didn't know where they were at because, you know, my dad kind of took care of them and cause I had them laying in the garage after that last game and just didn't think anything of it. So, you know, once I found those again, I was like, okay, so now I got these, I guess I'm somewhat ready. And, you know, it was just crazy. You know, I was really excited and now it's all kind of coming quick.
That was kind of in late March there, and here you are a few months later, 4 months later into July here, getting ready for the Shrine Bowl here. And have you had a lot of contact with the coaches that are going to be in this year's, or part of the West Squad this year?
Not a whole lot. The head coach, Scott Vang, I think. You know, he sends out emails every now and then, you know, just kind of talking about, you know, helmet decals, what we need to, you know, kind of bring to camp, like all of our, you know, clothing and all that stuff. But the Shrine Bowl secretary people also sent that, but he's just kind of staying on top of it. And then just the other day, you know, he said, you know, bring like a good attitude, a good heart and all that stuff. You know, it's all just for, you know, having a good time, but, you know, we got to work hard too. So, you know, he's been in contact, you know, a decent amount. So I guess I don't know what really else he should be doing. You know, I think he's doing a good job. So
have they made a decision on what position you're going to play?
No, I mean, I'm assuming it'd be offense stuff, but I don't know. Offensively, you know, there's already some pretty good halfbacks there, so, you know, maybe like a wide receiver would make sense. Honestly, I don't know how they're going to do it, so just wait and see.
Getting an honor to play in the Shrine Bowl, of course, it's more than just, you know, for the game. It's a little pride, of course, being on the West side, but it's also for a big cause. What does that mean to be part of what the ultimate prize is being part of the Shrine Bowl?
Oh, you know, it's great because my cousin, he had club feet, and, you know, he went through the Shrine Bowl, and, you know, they did that, you know, for him, and you know, that's a little bit of family stuff right there, but at the same time, you know, for them doing that for, you know, just tons and tons of kids, you know, that's just a great cause. And, you know, being able to play for that and for the kids, you know, that's just a great feeling, and I'm really honored.
Well, you've had a pretty decorated career in Scott City for all three of your sports, made a big impact for really 3 years in football, all 4 years of your wrestling career, and then here, especially the last couple of years for track, helping them win a couple of state titles here. And kind of reflect back on your career overall, football, wrestling, and track, what it's meant to be part of a Scott City program like this.
You know, over the last years, you know, you'll have your seniors every year, and, you know, you grow closer to them as you grow older, I think. When I was a sophomore, you had that really great group right there, and, you know, having them leave, you know, is kind of weird, you know, like, hey, they're gone, so, you know, we're getting closer to that step. And then junior year, there's that handful right there, you know, and you get closer to them, and then you're seniors next thing you know, and it's just like, okay, so you gotta get ready to lead a team, and you also gotta get ready to let it go. So doing that in football especially was really crazy because you grow really close to, you know, almost everybody on the team, and you know, there's that. And then wrestling, I guess you're not closer to everybody, but yet you still have that, you know, family right there, because, you know, not everybody wrestles. There's only, you know, 15 to 20 kids wrestling, so, you know, that one was really hard because, you know, that's just a great group right there, the whole wrestling stuff. So, and then track, it's a really different sport because you got boys and girls, so doing that, you know, that was a lot of fun. And, you know, seeing everybody leaving that, you know, that's always tough. But at the same time, I don't like track because running is just, you know, not for me. But, you know, I enjoy doing it, you know, helping out the team wherever I can, if I can. So that's a lot of fun. So, yeah.
Well, the impact that you're one of a pretty elite group for Scott City. I think you're 26th or 27th player to be selected for the Shrine Bowl for represent Scott City. I mean, that's pretty elite company.
Yeah, I think so. You know, the last one, Cooper, I think. And, you know, seeing him play, he's at Hazar now, and he is just a monster. So, you know, everybody that's been selected on there is just, you know that person from the previous years that you've never really met, or you have met, of course. And, you know, me being on that, you know, I'd hope that people can look at me like, hey, you know, he's actually really good. I want to be like him or something like that. But, you know, it's hard for me to see that perspective from them because, you know, I just don't know. So,
well, of course, after the Shrine Bowl is over with, you're going to be playing down at Pittsburgh in the humidity and heat probably next Saturday night, the 28th there. You'll be headed up to Nebraska. You're going to be at Hastings College. You're going to wrestle there. What made you select Hastings, and where do the coaches up there see you wrestling at?
Process was kind of difficult, I guess, because after football, you know, I was really leaning that I was going to play football, you know. Honestly, I probably was going to walk on at Hayes with Adrian and, you know, see how that went. You know, after wrestling, you know, after all that stuff, it kind of leaned on me like, hey, wrestling's kind of been my sport my whole life, and I think that I'd actually enjoy that more. You know, there's been a couple of those, like, you know, smaller NAI schools that have been talking to me. So I went on two visits. I went on a couple of football visits, and then I went over to Hastings. You know, it's a really nice campus. You know, everything's being up, like, I guess, renovated or whatever. So it's all really new, and it's all nice. And they gave me a good offer. And, you know, the coach, he was a new first-year coach, but he knew what he was doing. You know, he was around my weight, and he was an All-American at, you know, where he went to school. So, you know, having that opportunity right there, you know, that was a, you know, hey, let's get it. So
it's been fun to follow your career. You closed out your career in the last couple of sports there with state championship rings there, helping them lead the teams to the state title. Congratulations, a great career. Good luck to you up at, or down at Pittsburgh, I guess, with the Shrine Bowl here over the next few days.
Thank you very much.